stories about the bright side of education.
Somos Sunnyside!
Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Somos Sunnyside. I'm your host, Jose Gastelum, the proud superintendent of Sunnyside Unified School District, and I have the great pleasure of being here at Desert View High School, and we are continuing with this theme of senior highlights. You know, the month of May is definitely the closure for our seniors at our high schools. It's graduation month. A lot of ceremonies are going on. We just had the Sunnyside Foundation Dollars for Scholars, where we had more than, I believe, approximately 60 seniors that received scholarships. We definitely want to thank our donors. And, you know, it's just it's bittersweet, you know. And so my special guest today, I have the privilege and honor of having Francois Valdez here today. And he's a senior here at Desert View High School. So if you want to say hello, Francois.
Good morning.
So Francois not only is been super successful, you know, here and earned these prestigious scholarships, but equally importantly, I should say, we want him to share his experience, you know, especially for our listeners out there, for our students, our community members. I want to congratulate you, Francois, as you're a co-valedictorian, meaning you finished number one in your class and you're co-valedictorian because you were tied with someone else. But that is such an amazing honor. That is something that I'm sure you worked very hard to achieve. And just having the title of co-valedictorian, how does it feel?
I'll be honest, it feels really great, mister. I feel really excited, and it's definitely validating after so many years of like sleepless nights and such. It feels really nice. Yeah, I'm really happy.
I bet you stayed up studying and stressing out with certain classes and certain exams because, you know, as all students, you know, and have gone through, some classes are harder than others, right? And require a lot more. And so, you know, but it's well deserved, you know. I think for those that don't, you know what a valedictorian is, it means that out of approximately 400 students at Desert View High School here, you finish number one, you know, and that's measured by GPA. It's measured by what we call the Sweet 16. So the 16 courses that they look at, which are core courses, you know, your ELA, your science, your math, your social studies. And what was your final GPA, if you don't mind me asking?
So my current semester GPA is a 4.51, but I think overall it's a 4.43.
Wow. 4.43, 4.51. Yeah, I never even reached 4.0, Francois, but you know, I worked hard, but I just didn't get there. And I think one of the things too I want to talk a little bit about is this piece of GPA, because I think a lot of students, when they transition from middle school to high school, they don't understand that GPA matters, you know, that these grades are yours forever. Whatever gets stated on your transcript, especially the semester grades, you know, your December grades and your May grades, that sticks with you forever. And that determines what your GPA is over the next 4 years that you're in high school. And so, you know, as much as it's taught, because I will say that our schools do teach this, they do cover this, you know, it's taught in middle school, it's taught in high school, it's taught when you enter as a freshman, that GPA matters. And so what is your message? Did you know that, like, coming into high school about GPA or not?
So I'm going to be honest, I'm going to quote the wise words of a YouTuber here. And when I was coming into high school, I think a concept that I really found useful was the bare maximum. Basically what that states is that you have to remember that you're a student first, and whatever you want to be as an individual after, you have to make sure that you're setting up your success so that you can actually lead a successful rest of your life. Because like you said, people are keeping track, you know, you apply to colleges, you apply, for jobs, and they're looking at your GPA, even those basic, well, I guess like the courses you take during freshman year, they're very important as far as your overall high school career and potentially your life. So you just want to make sure that you're getting just enough effort to be, you know, getting B's and A's so that you can set yourself up for the future. Of course, while being like a good, well-rounded person outside of that as well.
Absolutely. Well stated. And so, you know, to our listeners out there, it's definitely about doing your best. Grades are a reflection of who you are, right? I mean, I always just tell students, you know, when colleges look at your transcripts, your grade transcripts, it's like a resume, right? It's going to tell a lot about you as a person. Did this person work hard? Did this person not work very hard? And so you have to put yourselves, you know, in a position to reap the success, right? And so you've definitely done that. And so tell us, you know, I think you're homegrown here. I think you went through our school system here in the Sunnyside community. Tell us what schools you attended, elementary, middle, and high, now and high.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So for elementary school, I was a Ram at Liberty.
Nice.
I became a Wildcat at my beloved Gallego Intermediate. And then I came over here and I became a nice Jaguar over here at Desert View.
All right. So you were a Ram, a Wildcat, and now graduating a proud Jaguar. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, what's cool about this time of year is you know, on social media, we start putting the accolades out. And I know you've been on our social media, on our Facebook district, you know, because you're a Dorrance scholar, you know, and if I remember correctly, you know, being a former high school principal here at Desert View, it's definitely a prestigious and very competitive scholarship. And you're a winner. You received that scholarship. From what I understand, is that scholarship is worth more than $100,000, and it provides an opportunity to study abroad as well. So, you know, tell us a little bit about that experience.
Do you mean like applying for it? Or?
Yeah, applying for it. You know, I'm sure there's an interview process for it, right? And then when you found out the news that, hey, you're the recipient of the Dorrance Scholar, you know, tell us a little bit about that experience.
Yeah, of course. So I've known that I was going to apply for the Dorrance for a while now because, like you mentioned, it's very prestigious. And so you kind of hear it both through word of mouth and by seeing these success stories. So when I was applying, I was like, okay, I got to get my act together. I got to find leadership opportunities and places to make myself excel. And so I applied. It was very stressful because I submitted it like a minute before it was due. Oh. And
were you procrastinating a little bit there, Frank Lois?
Maybe. So I found out that I got semifinalists, which is where you get the opportunity for an interview. And I am very lucky to have the world's greatest counselor. Shout out Cecilia Pompa. She is my favorite. Yeah. And Miss McCauley. And so they helped me to organize these really nice mock interviews. McCauley is very scary. She was like completely deadpan.
Intimidated you a little bit?
Yeah, no, totally. Like I went in very scared for the actual interview. But it went in. It was honestly just, it was a lot more, I wouldn't say casual, but a lot more reassuring than I thought I would be. I got to be myself a little more with who I was talking to. It was a council of people. And I left the room kind of feeling nervously excited because I knew that I had done the best of my ability, you know? And it's like, you always want to make sure that you don't have any regrets.
Absolutely.
At least like any large ones. A mistake here or there is like.
Yeah, I mean, you left with your head up high, right? And
yeah.
You're feeling like no regrets. I had a solid interview. And you know, and that happens because you're prepared, right?
Yeah.
It just doesn't happen because you walk in and you had a great interview. And, you know, a shout out to your counselors, mm-hmm. you know, as you mentioned, that prepared you. Because I think a lot of times it's hard to talk about yourself and your experiences, right? When you're in these interviews.
Yeah.
And so, but you have to. You have to sell yourself and you're there competing with other people, right? And you have to say, I deserve this scholarship because of X, Y, and Z. And so we're super proud of you. I mean, that is an awesome, awesome accomplishment. I mean, you come from a family of very successful, you know, scholars. I know Shasid you know, your sister is a graduate of Desert View High School, a graduate of the University of Arizona, and she was a Flynn Scholar, so she earned a very prestigious scholarship while she was here, and now teaches at the University of Arizona as a professor. And so that's super, super cool. So a shout out to your sister, who I'm sure mentored you along the way. You know, I always talk about breaking barriers, because for many of our students, they're first generation college going students, right?
Yeah.
Some of them are first generation high school graduates. And it's kind of neat. And I mentioned Shaseed for this reason, is she was probably a first generation college graduate, but you aren't going to be now. But the neat thing about that is, you know, she was the trailblazer, and she was able to, I'm sure, give you some advice, you know, mentor you a little bit in terms of what to expect when you go to high school, what to expect when you apply for a scholarship, what to expect as you're going to go on to college. So and I'm making a lot of assumptions here, but I'm thinking, you know, some of those are correct. So talk to me a little bit about that, because, you know, I'm sensitive to that. I was a first generation college going student. I was the first one to graduate from college in my family. And as much as my parents wanted to help me, they didn't have those experiences, right? And so their push was always, you know, haga una carrera, you know, go to school, tienes que ir a la universidad, you know, and tener éxito, and this and that. So they encouraged me a lot, but they couldn't say, well, you know what, make sure you turn in your FAFSA and make sure you do this and make sure you take this class or that class and make sure you take dual enrollment classes to get prepared. So tell me a little bit about that. Like, what was that experience like having a sister that's a first generation college grad and also was a valedictorian? So you kept the bragging rights in the family, you know, competitive. And so tell us a little bit about that.
Well, I think really in this case, it goes back to that idea of the Mexican-American dream. You know, it's like you got to build on what you've been given, because people worked really hard to get my sister, to get myself to the points where we're at right now. You know, it's like the system isn't exactly made for immigrants and for people that are new to the country. So when you come here to establish yourself, you really have to work incredibly hard. And so my sister, she, like you said, she was that trailblazer. She established that path. So really what I want to do with that experience that she's given is to develop, you know, to push even further. She set up the path for me. She said, okay, this is what you need to do to get to where you want to go. And, you know, personally, I find that there are a lot of things that I want to change within my community. And so I want to use that path or that guidance that she has given to me as someone that's already been through it all to push forward on my own dreams and get to pursue them and to actually be that greater change.
Yeah, that's awesome. What a great response. I love that piece of wanting to change your community, right? Because it tells a lot about you that, you know, this isn't, you know, it's about the greater good, right? It's about, you know, that experience. And I love this piece that you talked about, you know, when, you know, a lot of people come to this country because they talk about the quote American dream unquote, right? Yeah. And they come here for more opportunities. And you know, just like my parents did, right? They came here because they wanted a better opportunity, a better chance at life. But we have to encourage people to take advantage of that, right? Not everybody takes advantage of those opportunities for whatever reason. And I'm not saying that to criticize. I'm bringing that up because the opportunities are there if you're willing to chase them, right? The opportunities are there if you're willing to put in the work and make the most out of them. And success is defined differently for everybody, right? Mm-hmm. And so I love that you have that piece of community, you know, because this community means a lot to me. You know, I mean, I'm a graduate of this district. I grew up in this community. And so it means a ton to me that our students have a good experience while they're here in school. And it means a lot to me that our parents, you know, support their children and are in the know of what, you know, what's going on in their children's, you know, student experience.
Sunnyside students can have it all, learning and growing to graduate college, career, and community ready. Don't believe us? Just watch. At Sunnyside Unified School District, we are preparing our graduates with real-world skills and experiences. Our graduates are leaving Sunnyside to pursue an Ivy League education, becoming collegiate-level athletes, and earning prestigious scholarships such as the Gates Millennium, Dell, and Dorrance. Enroll today at SUSD12.org.
And so, speaking of student experience, you know, what is your like message to students as they transition, you know, from elementary to middle to high? I mean, what's your message in terms of the student experience? So when you look back and look at your, you know, high school experience, your middle school experience, what's your advice to them? You know, because the transitions are scary, right? I mean, when you transition from elementary to middle, middle to high, and then high school to university or college or the career, the, you know, workforce, I mean, transitions are hard. And so what is your message to students entering high school?
And so this is going to sound like kind of obvious, but it's like whenever we're experiencing periods of change, whether that's in our personal life or professionally, you know, moving across through the public education system, we have to remember who we are and to stay true to ourselves, because a lot of people end up chasing someone else's dream. Mm-hmm. A lot of people are molded into believing that there is only one way to get through a system, that you have to go to college or you have to go to vocational school or university. And it's like this world that we live in, especially as Latin American immigrants, has a way of turning us into numbers, into statistics. And we have to remember that we're people. And as individuals, there are different things that we can take part in, both, like I said, personally and professionally. If we want to join a sport, go for it. You're young. If you want to bring change to your community, whether that's through politics or medicine or nonprofits, you know, these different forms, everyone has a gift to give to their community and to Tucson as a whole. And I feel like that's something that a lot of people forget and that they have to stay consistent with.
I think you're onto something there. I love that comment of be true to yourself, you know, do it for yourself, do what you want to do, accomplish what you want to accomplish. Because I do think many times we're trying to accomplish, and you said it really well, I'm not going to say it as well as you did, but you know, we're trying to accomplish maybe the dream of our parents, the dream of our siblings, the dream of a friend, right? Yeah. And if they said, hey, I want to go to medical school, then you're trying to do that when your passion's really in, let's say, engineering or something else, right?
Yeah.
And so it's you know, I love that. Be true to yourself. And so for those young, you know, students listening, those students that are going to, you know, go from middle to high school, there's a lot of great opportunities at our high schools in terms of our career academies, in terms of courses, you know, and the student experience. And so be true to yourself. Love that. We're going to have to do like a t-shirt or something that says be true to yourself, right? So, you know, speaking of being true to yourself, like, you know, where are you headed? Like, what are you going to do? What are your future goals? Now that you have all this money in scholarships, you're a Dorrance scholar, you got your Sunnyside Foundation scholar, you're a co-valedictorian. I mean, the resume is pretty darn strong there, Francois. I mean, what announcement do you have for our listeners? Like, where are you headed? What do you plan to do? What do you plan to study? What university are you headed to? Talk to us a little bit about that.
Okay, this gets a little anticlimactic, but I'm going to be truthful and say that at 18 years of age, I don't really know where I want to go yet.
Okay.
I'm definitely going to Bear Down. I've committed already Yeah, no, for sure. I'm super committed to the University of Arizona here in Tucson, but I'm not really sure what major I'm going to be going into. It's like there's a goal there for me, because as I mentioned earlier, I see a lot of issues with my community that I believe could be changed.
Correct.
But there are so many different avenues that one can take to get there. And then, of course, that has to do with, you know, what do I want as a person? You have to find that intersect between changing what you want to while also being able to be happy and feel fulfilled.
That's
something that I've been struggling with.
I mean, we'll get there. You know, it's the old saying, money doesn't bring you happiness. So, you know, sometimes people chase the field that makes the most money, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to be this or I'm going to be that because it pays a lot of money. Yeah. But, you know, it definitely is about being happy. It's feeling this feeling of that you're making a difference, that you're making a change. And to me, you know, just talking to you here this morning, you're definitely want to impact your community in some way, sure. shape, or form. So it's okay not to know. I mean, it really is. I mean, the neat thing is that you're committed. You're committed to going to college. Mm-hmm. You're going to go to University of Arizona, and you're going to figure it out, man. You're going to figure it out. And once you do figure out what that, because I know you have a lot of different passions, but once you figure out, you know, what you want to do, what you want to study.
Yeah.
The sky's the limit, and I know you'll be successful at whatever you do. So, congratulations! You know, I'm picking the University of Arizona. Was there any close second place, or it was all University of Arizona?
It was all bear down.
Oh,
it was all
God.
Bear down.
Yeah, that's cool.
I'm sorry, ESU. I love you, NAU, but it's just like
sorry Sun Devils, sorry Lumberjacks, right?
Yeah,
it's all about the Wildcats.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I want to talk a little bit about teachers, because teachers are amazing individuals. Teachers shape the lives of young people. You know, I often talk about how high school teachers get a lot of the accolades because they see their students graduating, they see their students getting scholarships, and they have that immediate feel of, I made the difference. And sometimes middle school and elementary school teachers, they want to be a part of that, you know, and they are a part of that, right? Because As our students transition from grade level to grade level, they play a huge role in the development of our students, right? What shout outs do you have for your teachers? What are your most memorable moments? And what is your message to those teachers that made a difference in your life? And sometimes the message to those teachers feeling like, because I, you know, being a former classroom teacher, sometimes you feel like you're spinning your wheels. You know, you're working hard. You start questioning yourself. You're asking yourself, am I really making a difference? Am I not? And it's sometimes, you know, many times it's a thankless job. And our teachers work really, really hard. So I before you get started, I'm going to give a shout out to all our teachers. We have over close to 900 teachers in the Sunnyside District. And they all work super, super hard and definitely make a difference in the lives of our students. So thank you, teachers, for all you do each and every day. But going back to that question, Franco, tell me a little bit about what is your message?
I've had so many teachers and they're all good. That's hard. I mean, I think that the really cool thing about teachers and especially relationships in general is that we all affect each other in different ways. And it's like whenever you have a teacher that has a certain viewpoint or a certain strength, that can be passed on to their students and then refined by some other teacher. You know, some teacher can teach their student like humility, and another can teach them passion, and all of these people influence these children to young adults to people that make a difference. You know, they can raise them and make them incredible individuals. I know in my personal experience, I had Mr. Walker in eighth grade. Shout out Mr. Walker. He was really nice and he was really empathetic and he really taught me to enjoy literature. So currently, I'm going to be going in as a humanities major at the U of A. And I think that a large part of that was finding the joy in everything that isn't math and science, because I feel like that's something that's pushed really often.
Mm-hmm.
This year I really appreciated Mr. Alcantara, both as a teacher, because he's like the funniest guy, dude. He's always laughing. His laugh is so good, dude. He's like, it's the greatest laugh, dude. Like
he's got great hair too, doesn't he?
Yeah, yeah.
No,
you talked to him.
Yeah,
I saw you in his class.
I actually we taught together at Sunnyside High School way back in the day in the late 90s. And so shout out to Mr. Alcantara. Go on. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt.
No, you're totally good.
I want to give him a shout out.
And then, of course, shout out my iron sharpens iron trio of Miss Ibarra, Miss Schroeder, and Miss Doherty, who I present all my work to and who always tell me like, you're a little off your dude. And I'm like, oh, sorry. Like I think honestly, as far as like college admissions, they've definitely helped me to present myself as far as my essays and in my resume, definitely a lot stronger. Because
that's awesome.
I always come to them for help with review, especially Ms. Schroeder and Ms. Ibarra. And Doherty's just an incredible anatomy teacher. I could not have done it without her. So
yeah, Miss Doherty's been doing it a long time here and teaching those anatomy classes, and been familiar with Ms. Schroeder as well. So shout out to them. And, you know, teachers make a difference, right? I mean, it's about those experiences. It's about them really helping us as students identify our strengths and pushing us to the next level. Right. As you mentioned, they kind of like checked you and said, nope, you need to, this got to be better. Right.
Yeah.
You didn't give me your best, Francois. It's got to be better than this. And so, you know, that's super helpful to students because they realize they're capable of more. Right. And so, you know, hard work definitely pays off. And so, you know, we're super excited. First of all, I want to say we're super proud of you. I think you represent Desert View extremely well. You represent the Sunnyside community very well. I mean, we are excited to see what the future holds for you. We know you're going to be successful. It's just a matter of what you're going to do. And, you know, I hope that, you know, you give back, and I'm sure you will, just based off this interview, give back to this community. You know, I think I feel blessed to serve a community who served me for so many years as a student. And so I think it's always feels good to give back, right? And so, you know, we want to congratulate you, be super proud of yourself. And so as we move on, any last comments, any last, you know, suggestions here, if you have a message for students, for your family, if you want to comment, you know, a little comment for your family. And as we wrap up here.
I love you, Ma. I love you, Chess.
That's all I got.
All right.
Got to give a shout out to the fam.
That's right. I'm sure they'll appreciate that. You'll get a nice dinner when they hear that, right?
Let's hope.
So that wraps up this episode of Somos Sunnyside. Thank you, Francois. Thank you, Desert View High School. Graduation night is May 24th at 7 p.m. And I'm sure, you know, it's going to hit all the seniors as they see that stadium filled with families and friends, and we're there to celebrate their success. And so, hasta la próxima vez, Somos Sunnyside.
Somos Sunnyside!
Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Somos Sunnyside. We hope you enjoyed the conversation and found it entertaining. If you liked what you heard, don't forget to subscribe and share our podcast with La Comunidad. For updates on future episodes and more, be sure to follow us on social media and visit our website at susd12.org. We appreciate your support and can't wait to have you back for the next episode. Hasta la próxima vez en Somos Sunnyside.